Good morning and welcome to Daily Inspirations. This morning I'm going to read a couple verses from Hebrews. Excuse me. The first verse I'm going to read is in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 1. It says, "Let us therefore fear, lest the promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." So we have been left many promises in the scripture, and the scripture here is exhorting us that we should walk in reverence and awe and godly fear of the Lord. It says, "Lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it." When you think of coming short of something, is just haven't quite attained it. You fell short. And we jump back to Hebrews chapter 2. We have something similar. It says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." So you have these words like slip and short. The word slip actually means drift. You know, we live in a society today where many professing Christians are drifting. They're drifting from the truth of God's word. They're letting things slip through the cracks that at one time they wouldn't. They get weary. And so things are slipping. And then in chapter 4 says, "Come short." And then in chapter 4, verse 2, it gives an illustration. It says, "For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them." And this is referencing to the children of Israel, how they came out of Egypt, they experienced salvation, and they saw many miracles. And it says, "But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it." We all know what happened. They came up to the Jordan River, ready to enter into Canaan land, and they did not have faith to enter in. They were afraid of the giants. They sent the 12 spies in to spy out the land, and they came. 10 of them came back with an evil report, and most of the two of them didn't. Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report. Joshua and Caleb were the only two that had true believing, saving faith. They were the only two that had saving faith. And the rest of them, they experienced the salvation of the Lord, but they came short of it. They had faith to enter through the Red Sea, but they came up short. And they let things slip also. And so this morning, I just want to encourage you to remain steadfast unto the end. The scripture says, "He who endureth unto the end, the same shall be saved." You know, let's walk by faith and walk in obedience to the word of God, because it'll be worth it all when we stand before God face to face. Let's not let things slip by, or let's not drift, but let's remain true as God has taught us in this scripture, you know, when we were first converted. In Colossians, it says, "As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him." You know, many people receive Christ Jesus and experience salvation just as the children of Israel did. 5, 10, 15 years down the road, they start letting things slip. They no longer walk as they receive the Lord Jesus. Things begin to drift. And you know what? On Judgment Day, they'll also come up short. And so I encourage you, my dear friend, dear listener, do not come up short, but endure unto the end. Let's close in a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, I pray that you would just strengthen us, Lord, that we would be able to lift up feeble knees and weary hands and hands that hang down, Lord, and that we would just press in to the promise. We have been left many promises. We have been given the promise of eternal life, the promise of rest in Jesus Christ. And I just pray, Lord, that you would help us day by day to walk in those promises and trust in those promises and rest in them so that we would not come up short and that we would not let things slip. I just pray this for everyone who listens this morning, that you would bless them in this. Lord, I ask this in Jesus Christ's precious name. Amen. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.